This is Matt Wells at UN News. With more than half the world's population now living in urban areas, it's increasingly understood that cities can drive sustainable development. But that's not so easy in places where heavy industry has left a toxic legacy that developers are unwilling to pay to clean up. As Glasgow Council leader Susan Aitken told Daniel Johnson from UN News at an Economic Commission for Europe, or UNECE, event in Geneva. She explained that despite the massive challenge, the benefits could be enormous, since the Scottish city has more spare land within its borders than any other major urban area in the United Kingdom.
In Glasgow, we are integrating housing, bringing together all sorts of different tenures, whether that's social rented housing, private rented or co-ownership, or people who own their own homes. And our aim is to build new places and communities, new housing developments, whereby they're tenure blind is what we are aiming for. So no one knows, no one can tell by the quality of your home, whether you rent your home, whether you socially rent it, whether you own your home. So people live next to each other in exactly the same standard and quality of home, regardless of whether they own it or rent it.
One of the things that I thought was interesting, you were talking about Glasgow building ghettoised communities of social housing, but now that's changing massively in terms of the sustainability, in terms of the look of the house, the aesthetic and the efficiency, and that's what you're hoping is going to bring everyone into this sustainability drive.
Yes, that's how we build, we believe, resilient and sustainable communities. Glasgow still suffers enormously. We have many people who live in poverty, who have enormous challenges in their lives, who we have enormous health inequalities in our city. That we will not change that by having the poorest people and the people who suffer from the worst health pushed out to the edge of the city, all living together without the social supports that can be put in place by that, having that mixed community, without the economy that's generated through different types of people from different backgrounds coming together and creating that more dynamic local economic circumstances, which will then help to support social justice and improve lives for everyone.
This sounds like a wonderful place, Glasgow, but presumably it's not that easy. Which particular challenges are you facing in terms of developers who don't wish to let go of property that they have? That's a big problem in the UK. Also, former industrial land. How are you dealing with those particular challenges?
Our biggest challenge is former industrial land in Glasgow, which is contaminated. We have more vacant and derelict land than any other city in the UK, and the poorest people live closest to the worst land. So that is an enormous challenge. Some of the contaminated land will cost us hundreds of millions of pounds to decontaminate.
What's it contaminated with?
All sorts of industrial pollutants. Chromium is one of them, but various others. It is a very expensive business, and that's not something that the private sector wants to take on. That's something that has to be led by the public sector. So we're using our city deal money to decontaminate quite a chunk of land, nowhere near all of it, but significant amounts. We have a development company which we share with the Scottish Government and our national enterprise agency, Scottish Enterprise, and also a neighbouring local authority called Clyde Gateway, which has decontaminated significant amounts of land in the east end of the city, which is the worst affected, and turned that into developable land, whether for housing or for modern industrial uses, because we are very much about creating jobs as well as building homes. So we are tackling it in every way that we can, but it is a long, slow process. It is going to take us many years before we can bring all that vacant and derelict land back into productive use because of the legacy that we face as a post-industrial city.
And maybe you could tell me a bit more about the types of housing that you're hoping to build in terms of their sustainability and their competitivity with regard to other private development houses. What is it that's going to give your sustainable housing the edge?
Well, we want to build all types of housing in Glasgow. I always say there isn't a type of housing need that doesn't exist in Glasgow. Therefore, there isn't a model of delivery for housing that we won't try. Build to rent is a new model in the city. A new type of private rented sector.
Build to rent,
did
you say?
Build to rent, yeah. So almost like kind of housing co-ops in the American style. So they're private developments. Therefore, perhaps a more millennial, more mobile workforce who aren't looking to buy just now, but they want high quality rented homes, but with social spaces as well, shared space within the buildings. So that's a new model and a new market for the city. But what we're leading with, particularly in our social rented homes, is environmental sustainability and fuel efficiency. We have significant amounts of fuel fuel poverty in Glasgow. So what we want is for the poorest people to be most supported in being able to heat their homes, which then helps to support their health and better lives for them. So we're using passive house models. We're using technology to help people monitor their spend on fuel, anything that we have available to us. We're testing out and trying to make our homes as environmentally sustainable as possible, but also sustainable in terms of people's life cycle, so that they can be homes that people live in right through their lives. As they get older, the homes are adaptable to support people as they age and perhaps need more support.